Shalom, baby. Hi, this is Reverend Ken Blanchard of the Urban Shooter Podcast. Just for fun, come on and check out the original Black Man with a Gun. UrbanShooterPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddocks, and this is episode 270, Legalizing Drugs. I know everyone is thinking about the Zimmerman verdict that was delivered on Saturday, and we're going to discuss that whole affair in next week's episode. I've already booked an interview with Marty Hayes, so please just hang in there a little bit longer for that subject, and we'll have it next week. I'm also reminding everyone that I'm hosting a women's defense seminar on Saturday, July 27, at our studio in Woodland Hills. If you're interested in attending, send me an email or visit my seminar schedule on alexhaddocks.com. The seminar is for women only. So, our topic this week is legalizing drugs. This is a really sensitive issue because it is so personal to so many people, including me. I'm bringing it up on this show because of the huge impact that illegal drugs have on crime and many of the drivers behind crime. I'm going to state right off the top that I am against drugs. They are a vile scourge on society, and if they disappeared from the face of the planet as a society, I think we'd be far better off. And that includes marijuana. And in fact, I feel that way about tobacco and alcohol as well. Now, I'm not some teetotaler. Although I have never tried any illegal drug, including marijuana, I do occasionally have a drink and a cigar. I partake at special events and celebrations, and always in moderation, never to excess. I have personally witnessed alcohol and tobacco destroy lives. Within my own family, close friends, and even coworkers, those substances have devastated health, ruined families, and resulted in prison sentences, death, and even suicide. Seeing the devastation firsthand is one reason that I never tried any of it. Because of my father's guidance, I was made aware early of the consequences of out-of-control usage and never took the risk of the first puff. For every single person that can quote-unquote handle it, there are dozens that don't, and their lives and the lives of their loved ones are ruined because of it. I was reading a crime study the other day about alarm systems. As part of the study, they interviewed convicted burglars about the efficacy of alarm systems as deterrents. As an aside, they also asked about the motives. 88% of burglars reported the top reason for committing the burglaries was to feed their drug habit. The study included both men and women. 88% of crimes were committed for drug money. That figure is staggering. The war on drugs has failed. The military and law enforcement are not to blame for the failure. They have done an amazing job attempting to stem the flow of illegal narcotics into the country, and they have had huge successes at great sacrifice. Unfortunately, the reality is that it is an impossible task. There's no way to stop it. There is no way to win. The way the world works, law enforcement will ultimately lose. It sucks, and it's hard for me to even utter aloud. Our war on drugs is a repetition of the temperance movement of the 19th and early 20th centuries. In 1919, the U.S. ratified the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, making the importation, manufacture, and sale of alcohol illegal in the U.S. It immediately created an illegal drug trade and a period of violence unprecedented in our history up to that time. According to Wikipedia, Al Capone was making $60 million a year in illegal beer. Those are big numbers for today, and he made that type of money back in 1920. So, does that sound like the situation today with the drug cartels? You bet your ass it does. Just substitute beer and gin for marijuana and cocaine, and the history is repeating itself. The same unbelievable amounts of money, underfunded law enforcement trying in vain to stem the flow into the country, and unprecedented levels of gang violence open and in plain view on our streets and just across the border. It's the same damn thing. Identical. How'd they fix it last time? In 1933, Congress repealed the 18th Amendment with the 21st Amendment. The prevailing thought was that making alcohol legal again, quote, would generate enormous sums of much-needed tax revenue and weaken the base of organized crime. And guess what? It worked. So, as much as I'm against drugs and alcohol, and as much as it pains me to say, all the solutions point to legalization. We are not winning the war on drugs. This is an unwinnable fight. We are creating Leviathan-sized monsters with the money, manpower, and armaments of medium-sized countries. Hell, a major international bank was caught knowingly and intentionally laundering money for the drug cartels, and all they got was a stupid minor fine. The executive should have been shot, and no one was even arrested. That infuriates me every time I think about it. Providing illegal drugs to the United States is an international, multi-billion-dollar industry. We cannot win this. We need to change the game. We need to take away their base of power. By making drugs legal and taking control of the manufacture, distribution, and sale, we cut out the illegal trade. We bring it into the mainstream. Suddenly, legitimate businesses earn revenue. Local, state, and federal governments collect new taxes. Why would you go to the shady guy in the corner when you could get higher quality, cheaper, and safe stuff made by Bayer or R.J. Reynolds from the 7-Eleven on the opposite street corner? You might even get Coke back in your Coca-Cola. Of course, it would have to be the over 21 version. But will this stop the problem of addiction? No, nothing will. It's part of human physiology. Addiction is a disease. It's been a problem throughout the history of humanity. It's always been with us and always will be. With the additional tax revenue from the sales, we could open and fund more addiction clinics and help those who seek it. We can't stop addiction, but we can stop the violence, the senseless waste of human life, and the pouring of good money after bad on a failed solution. That's money we don't have. And that's why I support the legalization of drugs. Not because I think they're good, or even okay, but because it is the proven best solution to a horrible problem. If we're going to repeat history, we should be wise enough to repeat the solution to the problem we have caused. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast at palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.